You were out on farm yesterday. It's your first official visit as Commissioner to the UK. How did you find the state of British agriculture?
Well, it's very hard to establish the state of British agriculture from just two farms, but I certainly got a good briefing on the cereal sector, and particularly the three-crop rule in relation to how it's been implemented under the new cap reform measures. And, you know, whilst the vast majority of farmers have now found a way of which they can integrate their existing farm practice to deal with it, three-crop rule, diversification of crops, there are obviously about 7% of farmers that still have some difficulties in interpretation of the rules, and they're working with DEFRA to seek and to resolve those issues for 2015 and beyond. I think as we have an implementation process underway since the 1st of January, there is going to be best practice or experience from other member states as well that the UK authorities can be able to look at from the point of view of having a common sense approach towards the implementation of these matters. It's one of my big issues in 2015, the simplification of the CAP, and some of the case studies that I hear from farmers like the UK is going to give me a good insight into what we have to concentrate on for 2016, and hopefully I can make some changes that will be less of administrative burden for farmers, and also, you know, make sure that we still have the sound financial management associated with European taxpayers' money.
Every politician, it seems, wants to simplify the CAP, but the CAP just seems to get more and more complicated. What makes you so sure that you can achieve simplification?
Well, when you actually look at how the Council of Ministers in the European Parliament implemented the reform of the CAP, you will have to come to the conclusion that there was a greater level of complexity put into the legislation than was necessary. There was 8,000 amendments during the course of the legislative process in 2013. So I'm faced now with dealing with these particular matters of complexity to try and simplify them. And simplification is not simple, but I'm determined to use 2015 as an opportunity to try and do whatever I can to maintain the policy, but nevertheless look in a sensible way at some of the practical measures that are irritating farmers, and at the same time ensuring that we have continue with the spirit of the policy in terms of good, sound financial management, growing food crops that are efficient and effective with environmental sustainability constraints included, and taking our chances then obviously from the point of view of the farming sector and the markets. Already I have authorised the Commission services to look at the common market organisation aspect of the CAP to see how we can reduce the regulations and the rules for the food industry from 200 existing regulations down to 50 or less. So I will play my part in the Commission as far as I'm directly responsible, and I hope that the Council of Ministers in the European Parliament will do the same.
At a farm level in the UK, one of the big things that's worrying producers at the moment is milk prices and the future for the dairy sector. You've said in the past that you don't think that there's a crisis in the dairy sector. Has your view changed following your visit to the UK as far as the UK goes?
Well, I was speaking in the context of dairy prices across the European Union, where they're the same prices as they were 2 years ago at 33 cent a litre. So there is a problem in the UK, and I know very much, and I'm watching very carefully, developments in the food chain and the grocer's adjudicator and how concentration of the market in the hands of retailers and processors at the expense of the producers is actually having an impact on dairy prices. And I think that that's something that I'm very conscious of. I think we have to ensure that the producer gets a fair shake and a fair percentage of the margins of profitability in the entire sector. I hope that the experience of this particular latest problems in the milk sector will concentrate the minds of the retailers and processors that they need the producers, and they should work with producers to ensure their survival and ensure that they get a reasonable return on their investment.
The theme of this conference is volatility and I guess securing a better future for UK agriculture. You're from Ireland. Ireland famously has a food and farming strategy that is looked at very enviously, I guess, by farmers from this side of the Irish Sea. It's something, a food and farming strategy is something that the NFU would like to see in this country. Is Ireland's experience when it comes to food and farming exports, agri-food exports, something that the UK and the European Union can learn from?
Well, I suppose the UK are only 60% sufficient in food, and that's what sometimes the urban population don't realise. You know, that farmers in the UK are only able to produce 60% of our national and our UK requirements. In Ireland, 80% of our total agricultural production is exported. So we're in a different situation, and but we get great employment potential in Ireland because of the value added associated with the production that's been laid down by our producers. So we have a lot of export opportunities to the UK to fill that 40% gap. But I think that the NFU and farmers generally have a great responsibility to show the urban audience that the money that's been spent through the Common Agricultural Policy is not just about farmers. It's about providing food for all of the citizens of the UK. And we should have a more integrated approach then between our rural and urban people to understand those policy objectives in that sense.